Brethren and hired workers built and repaired the buildings at Hancock over many years. Elder William Deming designed some of the projects. He oversaw others and worked as a mason and wood joiner in the brick dwelling just next to us. The Shakers also hired help from local laborers and craftsmen, especially for big projects. Brethren joining the community brought skills like carpentry, masonry, blacksmithing, plastering, and painting. Sometimes taught to other brethren, this know-how helped to sustain and support the community. How do we share practical skills to ensure the future of our communities?
We commence our building, and in 10 weeks from the placing of the first stone in the cellar, the house was neatly laid up and the roof put on. The work is all well done. We've found all of the materials ourselves, such as sand, lime, stone, etc., with all the timber except the flooring. Made all the windows, doors, cupboards, and drawers, hung them, and put on the trimmings. Elder William Deming, 1832.
As you look around today, you see a landscape that was laid out to be practical and useful. The tall spruces you see were planted to direct lightning away from the buildings. Orchards, like the one toward the trustee's office, supplied food for village tables and products to sell. They were an investment in the future. Many trees planted by the Shakers still bear fruit today.
Planted a lot of trees from Enfield, 34 in number. Planted the trees mostly in the lot back at the seed house and blacksmith shop. Brother R. White assisted. Elder Thomas Damon, 1846.
Learn about building to last by pressing the yellow button.